Say if you leave a light on out on the porch, it'd fly around there.
Is lightning bug? No.
That's the kind that has a light in its tail. Isn't it?
Yeah, that's not the kind you're talking about.
What about the kind that would eat holes in your wool clothes?
Moth.
And if you're talking about several of those, you'd be talking about several.
Several moth.
Okay. And this is something that will bite you and make you itch.
Mosquitoes. Oh, boy.
What about something that is about this big? It flies around water a lot of times. It's supposed to eat mosquitoes. It's got a long...
Mosquito. Got a long tail. Good size wing for a little bit of creature like that.
Not this long.
No, I ain't talking about
it. A mosquito hawk, yeah. Those eat the mosquitoes.
Did you ever hear another name for a mosquito hawk? Did you ever hear it called snake doctor or dragonfly?
No.
Anything like that? There are a lot of different names for those.
Y'all have mosquitoes in Georgia?
It's bad around the South.
There's a certain time to get bad, you know?
What about something that, a little red thing that'll get in your skin if you go blackberry picking?
Red bugs.
No, red bugs, yeah.
Huh?
Red bugs.
Uh-huh. Ever hear any other name for them? Chigger or jigger?
Mm-mm. No.
And something that'll hop around in the grass.
Grasshopper?
Did you ever hear them called a hopper grass?
Grasshopper, that's all I've heard.
What kinds of insects will sting you?
Wasp, bumblebee.
Talking about the wasp, if you were talking about several of those, you'd be talking about several.
Wasp.
And what about something that builds a nest like this that stings you?
Oh, bees.
What about the bees?
Yeah, what she's talking about, they say if it's, sometimes they got some one kind that builds it in the foot of the tree. And it's built like a jug. And the top is round and all outside is round and it got some kind of wax in there. And right underneath, that's where they got holes in. That's where they lay those eggs, all in all those holes. But they got plenty of them. And they'll hatch. You call them honeys. They really eat you up when they bite you. Who they mean?
Did you ever hear that?
That did you.
What did y'all call them?
Honeybees.
No. That's not no honeybees. That honeybee was in that tree this afternoon. They come out and they flew around and turn around. They all lit up on one little bit of branch. Fella come down, he snipped the little branch and he held it and he put it in the box. Shook it, they all went in the box.
Well, that's not the same thing as you're talking about that Bill.
No.
Well, I know.
Did you ever hear of hornets?
Yes, but I thought that was all the same thing.
What, the honey?
The honeybees and the, you know.
And the
hornets.
What about a thing that's it's yellow and black striped?
Yellow and black striped?
And you got the big bumblebees. Some of them got a yellow tail like and a stripe, a big honeybee. He sucks the honey out of the
Boy, that's something that can that stings your heart too.
Through the wood.
That's
one kind. But that hard little fight you won't hardly sting. But those other ones that build right on top of the ground or they dig up a little hole and they haul all a lot of trash and they lay their egg in there. And they cover that with some fine little grass. Don't let them get on.
What, did you ever hear those that build a nest on the ground?